5:21. I find a regular yeshiva davening dry, boring, and uninspiring. In fact, I find it extinguishing any inspiration that I have. However, when I daven among chassidim, the excitement of Hallel and particularly Zimra is said with a lot of hearts and hesayres, and I feel klatz moisit imana when they say nishmas. Is there something lacking in the yeshiva system? There is nothing lacking in the yeshiva system. There is something lacking in the Rav HaShoyel. The Rav HaShoyel is not looking for davening. He's looking for a concert. And if you're looking for a concert, then you'll have taken more by the chassidim. If your hesayres doesn't come from standing lifnei habayri, ba'achno, ba'im, ba'yira, b'mavakish, tzrochem, if you have no hasoga of that, so then you need a concert in order to wake up. But if you daven lifnei mi'at ha'imed, then you're not even in the mood to sing. You don't feel that's the appropriate thing. You are ba'im, ba'yira. And the dilem in the dilem yeshiva is their davening has so much more of an erech than even the dilem by the chassidim. We're talking about like the elite in both groups, and the klatz moisit t'mana that you'll see by the chassidim with their hands and their feet and the jumping, it's not klatz moisit, it's roiv. The main chelik of the body is the roish, and the roish is the melech al kol evor, and it's weird that they're using that. In unser Kreisen, what they teach over here is that the main aver of the Kol HaTzmoisit Emana is not the hands and not the feet, not anything to take away its attention. It's to keep the head screwed on straight and focused. So on the Pir Shabbilis and the Avonah the Inyonim and the Achnon, the Abid Lufthei HaMelech and all the other Inyonim that were taught over here, the yeshiva davening is not dry and boring. It's not a davening and it should be inspiring. If you know, you have to still do it. You know, I understand somebody whose taka doesn't have it thinks that's better, but it's really just better because of a concert. The only time which I'm a little disappointed that you don't find singing even in the literature places is by the Chadoidi. Because even the most dry Litvak walks down to his chuppah with some sort of niggun, some sort of song. And Shabbos is greeting the Malkus, greeting the Zivuk to Klal Yisrael, so it would make a lot of sense that there should be song. That's the only thing where I like sometimes hearing the way the Chassidim do it. Not the clapping and the jumping, but just Pashat Zemer, because that would be a minoroga, going down the chuppahs without clapping, without jumping, without none of that. That's all Kol HaMosiv Gerei Medafes Nishon Yesek Kenotel Domi. But the Gedolim tradition owns their davening has so much more an erech because of the Gevaldik HaKorah and because they're working with the Melech on the Yivarim. They're working with the Das and with the Seichel. That's what they're working with. And, you know, what he finds life inspiring is something that's not lacking the yeshiva system. It's something lacking in him. I mean, they really have a Messiah. Chassidim, I don't know if it's from the Mizritcha or from some of the other early Hasidic leaders, but you know, Rabbi and Kalina, what he was doing down there. I mean, you know, the early leaders, we're talking about for a good 250 years ago, were very into that system, which, you know, ain't a lot of la'iraz there, but to feel that we're yored, because we're being mamshah the way it was in Sinai, without any new interventions and new ideas and new reforming of it. I mean, I don't see why a person should feel yored. Those reforms were made because many people felt like this, because they didn't have the seichel and the das, the daven, like I mentioned, but maybe they came up with other things to inspire the masses. I mean, it was primarily made for those masses, and no reason we should feel yod. What?
Lifting the hands by Makamas Malik is not, what do you call it, something that's
important. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu did? Yeah, okay, that was at Tzivu L'Shoah. None of the things that we've seen daven with the hands. You see a bachur going like this and like that, you know he is imitating Klozer Rigorov or Satmarov. I mean, you know, he's not looking not to Rabbi Ankoto, not to Rabbi Shafanch, not to Rabbi Shach, not to the Stipe, not to Rabbi Chaim Shlavis. I mean, not any Gedolei Yisrael that we've seen. I didn't see Rabbi Aaron, but I saw everybody else, and there's nobody, nobody's even doing much chuckling. A little bit, I'm not sure. I mean, there's nobody busy with the Kol HaTzmoisit Temana. They feel the Kol HaTzmoisit is Besichlam of Adaitom, and the Magish Dachno, and the Imbevigir, and that's what they're working on. And everything else is just a distraction, a unnecessary and avoidable distraction. That's how they perceive it.
Why is it Mitzvah?
What's that?
The Mitzvah not getting close to the Mitzvah. You're getting close to the Mitzvah.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying it's not. It's the wrong thing what he's doing. Yeah. Well, why then? Because the people weren't giants. But it was originally a movement made for the Pashto Yidden that were not connected. I mean, you know, they found recently that the Gaur signed on a letter to the Kiva of Minsk, if I'm not mistaken, to get rid of Rabbi Levi Yitzchok. He was the Rav there. And because he was Siddish, the Goyim was caught signing his name to send him out. Now, a Yid like the Gaur did not think for a second that you could take Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Badish of his Givaldi Gaur and his Zeros and just stamp it out. When he was saying to send him out of Minsk, his plan was to send him to the Badichev and there they need it. But here we have our Messiah and the people are being raised in Bateri Karoi and it's not necessary over here. That R should go in Badichev or somewhere else in the Ukraine and Takabi Makarov thousands and thousands of Yidden, but he didn't think it was necessary in the real proper litter. So he wasn't thinking just to extinguish that. He understood that Rabbi Yitzchok is a Givaldi Yid and Givaldi Kayach. But it should be directed where it's necessary. You know, with the Matrigas HaTeiris Kitzurasa Ukuroi, then there's no mocking for it. And the Yeshiva Zagdejus is the one place where it's still retained. The Yeshiva is the Golador. Isn't that what they sell over here? So there's no lack of inspiration and anything anxiety is just a distraction and should be discouraged.
So when you say it's just a concert, how would you explain that it's basically Mikdash? The
VMH
Shira and
Dovid
Melch always talks about
Shira Shem Shikada. None of this was in Shemoneh Esrei.
But
yeah, so by Unz, we have a Yontif and we have a Purim Messi, but we have times that we make a Shira Shal Shudas. We have that too. But we're talking about the middle of Davening. How's about the middle of learning? Also, you should have the concerts going. I mean, you know, we're busy. Isaac and avoid it, and not to be ma'arav litnas shalom b'shal zebel zebel. There's not avoid of taka singing, and that today is all even on zur machler barber. But the briskets do it out of here. I mean, they have their times, but it's not a shalom zocher. It's not the middle of learning, so it's not middle of davening either. I mean, it's just not the same thing. But nowadays, in the you know, today you have all kinds of yeshivas, and many yeshivas, the Rashi will encourage you to sing by Kael Odin or by Mem Kaimuk or something like that. You know, these are small concessions because he doesn't feel that his bachem on the right madrega. But when you get the guy who is convinced that his bachem on the right madrega, so then he's not going to do that either. He'll have a big hakpot if you chas v'shalom start a song by Kael Odin or something like that, like him. So whatever, it's totally on this.
Why is it that the rabbis are like?
I don't know why they did it unconventional, but that was the least of the non-conventional and unorthodoxy in their prayers. There were times that they were standing on their heads when they were praying, and there were times they were jumping around the room. I mean, talking about the old season, you know, when the Snagdis was very stark, there was a lot of unorthodoxy about it, and they had, you know, it was a double bar that they were looking for kiras, so they came in their way, and they had a mechudesh de gedarach. I mean, But the Rima Shivas has retained the old Derech and didn't look for any Kedushim, didn't feel they needed it in their Kaizen. So, you know, so somebody should be very proud of it and still to it, B'chol Kaichai. And if he can't, then he has to go to a concert. I mean,
how do you understand the Gemara?
They pulled out these Gemaras. I don't know what to say exactly what the answer was there. But they pulled out a Gemara, and what's with the Gemara of Hasidim Rishonim? No, I see, but nobody knows the Kaiser bowing down like that often. I mean, that's the question. So, right, and also the Gimel show you. So, Shane is, there's nobody knows the Kaiser that's spending that much time. You know, there's a lot to talk about this, but whatever, these are old Vikuchim from 250 years ago. That's not the subject right now. Right now is to answer this person that thinks it's uninspiring, and he says that it extinguishes any inspiration he has. This is what he's saying.